Now what I'd like to do is to go to another meditation. This meditation is designed to release you from the collective consciousness that is held upon the planet. The collective consciousness is created by the mind vibrations of everyone who exists upon the planet. So, if we all have a general belief, you're unable to succeed in life because you were born of a particular background, because you may have a particular disability, you're unable to achieve something that you desire in your life, or perhaps because of your gender, your age, where you live, any of these factors. And because you believe this, you connect with the collective consciousness of others that believe the same thing. And these connections enable you to create what it is that you desire. So it's very, very important to release yourself from the powers of collective consciousness that influences you in a negative way. And it's very easy to release yourself from this. What you'll need to do is to breathe. It's a particular type of breath, and it's in the back of your throat, as if you're watching a newborn baby, and they breathe very shallow breath into the back of their throat. The breath doesn't seem to go down into their lungs. It just hits the back of their throat. Their mouths are open, and then it comes back out again. So it's breathing through the mouth. Very shallow breath. Breathing in, out. Almost as quickly as you breathe in, you breathe out. It's a very short, shallow breath into the back of the throat. Now, the back of the throat, or the back of the neck, is where your soul enters your body when you come into this lifetime. And what we're going to do is we're going to release part of our soul, part of our consciousness, out through the back of our throat, so that we can disconnect from the collective consciousness. It's very easy. So you need to choose now. Perhaps it can be the same collective consciousness pertaining to the karma that you just released. So for instance, if it's a belief that a person who is of a particular background cannot achieve certain things without a high education. Let's just take this subject for instance. And what you're going to do is you're going to release yourself from this limited belief and from others who believe the same, the collective consciousness. And in releasing yourself from this, you will open new opportunities. And you will draw to you the people that believe differently, that have faith, that people without education can achieve. They can be successful. Perhaps your belief is that you cannot move into a business by yourself because of all the restrictions that are around you. There's too many difficulties. You're not capable of running your own business. Whatever your belief is, this is something you need to choose, and people around you will be supporting that belief, and you need to release yourself from that. You can release yourself from political restraints. This isn't limited. If you are living in a country and you do not want to connect with what is happening politically there, and you do not want this to affect you, you can release yourself from the political collective consciousness. It is your choice what you choose to release yourself from. And some of you will be holding these collective consciousness, these beliefs, on behalf of ancestors, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. So some of these beliefs are very deep, and it's time to release yourself from them. It's time for you to create your own reality. So, we'll begin the meditation. First of all, taking really small breaths into the back of the throat, just like a little tiny baby. And take your awareness, your breath, your consciousness to the back of your throat, concentrating on the back of your throat as you breathe in. Very quick, shallow breaths, just like a little baby. Your mouth open, breathing in and out through the mouth, and activating the back of your throat. Continue to breathe in this manner. See if you can feel a sensation at the back of your throat. Now, I'm going to take a really quick breath, and as we breathe out, we're going to push our breath out and push part of our consciousness out the back of our throat. So, really quick breath, like that. So, continue breathing the back of your throat, breathing in, now a really sharp one, that's it, feel part of yourself go out the back of your throat and become aware of the room that you're in, and allow part of your consciousness to move up through the room and up through the ceiling of the room. Just allowing yourself to float into the sky. And looking down and seeing the roofs, the trees. Just allowing yourself to float higher and higher. The feeling of freedom and gentleness. Drifting. Floating higher and higher. Feeling the gentle winds some of the thermal changes that happen in the Earth's atmosphere. As you allow yourself to drift higher and higher. And then you look up and you see, it's a grey cloud. The grey cloud represents the collective consciousness, all the thoughts of those that you're choosing now to release yourself from, that many, many individuals create, that are disempowering you and others right now. These collective thoughts exist in the Earth's atmosphere and they create this grey cloud. And as you move towards it, feeling safe, feeling secure, because we're going to take a really deep breath. And as we breathe out, we're going to burst through that grey cloud, come out the other side. Okay? So take a deep breath now. Breathe out. Through the grey cloud and out the other side. And now you're looking down on it. And you're also looking down on the Earth's atmosphere. And you're also looking down on your body. And you can see the generations behind you that held this belief that you're wanting to release yourself from today. See, how many are there? Are there three? Are there four generations? Five, six, ten? See them standing behind you as you're looking down on your body. And know that you choose now to release yourself from this. You choose no longer to be affected by this belief, which is co-creating a collective consciousness, which has been limiting you and those around you. Now, you'll see a cord going from your heart to the grey cloud. It's a cord of energy from the front of your heart to that grey cloud. And you will also see a cord going from your mind, from your head, back through your ancestors. What I want you to do is, part of you is in spirit now, you can manifest. I want you to choose something that you wish to utilize to disconnect yourself from this collective consciousness, from the heart and from the head. First, we'll do the head. So see yourself or an angel or something cut the cord, the back of your head that runs from the back of your head to your ancestors. Cut it. And see all of the ancestors move back and away from you. And the energy around your head is clear, clear thinking, unaffected by this belief. Now you're going to cut the cord from your heart to this grey cloud. That's the outside world's collective consciousness. And cut that cord and see that grey cloud become weaker because one less person is connected to it. Good. Now feel yourself or part of yourself floating outside the Earth's atmosphere now. I want you to just Go back to only connecting with that part that is floating outside the Earth's atmosphere. Just take a few breaths and just feel relaxed, feeling safe, feeling free. And now you begin to feel a sensation coming towards you. And you look up and you see a big golden light. This golden light represents universal energy that is unlimited. This energy is a source that can assist you to create all that you desire. And it connects you with a higher level of collective consciousness that has no guilt, no suppression, no judgments, no limitations. And you can feel and see this golden ball of energy moving towards you now at a fast rate, like the sun. Burning, moving faster and faster towards the part of your consciousness that is sitting outside the Earth's atmosphere. And any second now, it's going to join with you and move down through the Earth's atmosphere with you. One, two, three. It's connected. Move down with it. Move down through the Earth's atmosphere into the sky, seeing the trees, the tops of the houses, down into the roof, into the room that you're sitting in, and whoosh, down into your head. As it brings that part of your consciousness back, it brings back a new energy with you now. And allow that golden energy to now permeate through all of your being. Allow it to reactivate your glands, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, producing only rejuvenating and youthful hormones. Into the thyroid gland, balancing the metabolism. Into the thymus gland, the adrenals, all your organs in your body filling with this golden light, this consciousness that is unlimited. And you are now released from that collective consciousness, from that limited lifestyle, and you are free. You are free now to create the life you choose. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I reach the number 3, you'll be fully back in your body, completely relaxed and rejuvenated, looking forward to the rest of the day with an open heart, clean aura, balanced chakras, and the ability to achieve whatever you desire. But remember, clear thoughts because you're creating your own reality. If you have any doubts, any fears, do a meditation to release them. There's no reason that you need to live with them now. 1. Normal body sensations beginning to return to the body. Taking a breath. 2. Wiggling your toes and your fingers, moving your neck, shoulders. Normal circulation returning to the body now. Coming closer and closer to the surface. And 3. Back into the body. Open your eyes. Have a nice day.